Many people that listen to this program know that we've done a lot of interviews with the Veterans Administration about the VA and the treatment of our vets. And we can all agree, men and women who served in uniform and served their country proudly deserve the best when they get back home. And we've had problems with the VA. Now, the VA has been telling us in many interviews, it's getting better, but is it really getting better in the eyes of the veterans? The ones I talk to and the ones I deal with, no, the wait times are still there, trying to get the proper meds, trying to see a certain doctor. It's been a problem. Well, how does the American Legion feel about all this? Because the American Legion is involved with the Veterans Administration. National Commander Dale Barnett is with us on the phone to talk about that this morning and some other critical issues when it comes to veterans care. Commander, you heard my intro there. A lot of the vets I talk to say it's not getting better at the VA. Now, you're at the national level, being the national commander. What's the feedback you're getting, sir?
Well, thank you, Jeff. And I do go to VA facilities several each and every week. I've been in command about a little over 8 months. And one of the things that each experience is unique. And if the experience is not the absolute best for the veteran, then we need to do everything we can. Now, one of the things that I like to do as the commander, there's a new analysis program that looks at several key categories in each and every hospital. And they rate that hospital and evaluate it against other hospitals in the system. I will tell you that I can look at that report and I can very quickly go into that particular area and see unique concerns in that area. And I will tell you, no two VA hospitals are the same. They're very, very different across the nation. Now, I will be meeting tomorrow with VA Secretary Bob McDonald with a blue panel ribbon that's examining the role of the VA in meeting our health care needs with our veterans across the nation. I've got some concerns with the CHOICE program. I've got some concerns with claims times. These are concerns that we're going to bring up, and we're going to continue to fight for the veterans.
Well, let's talk about the CHOICE program for a minute there, because a lot of cases from what I'm reading, and there was a current town hall with the Legion out in Palisade, Colorado, that said, hey, we've got problems with this. We're pretty frustrated. We're not getting results or test imaging by the CHOICE providers. We're not getting prescriptions filled, and still wait times are there. First of all, can you explain the CHOICE program for our listeners that aren't familiar with it?
Okay, the CHOICE program was designed if the veteran could not receive an appointment within 30 days, then the VA would have the ability to outsource that veteran into the local community and the network of providers. Well, that's a great plan, and that's super. But what we're finding is that our veterans are not being able to be seen because oftentimes the VA is not providing a timely payment of that to the provider. Now, the industry standard is that 80% of the time that the payment should be provided to that health care provider within 30 days. What I'm finding that it's closer to about 25 to 30% are getting paid within 30 days. Many of the providers are very frustrated that they're not getting paid in a timely manner and would rather not do business with the VA. Who's that impact on? Of course, it impacts on the veteran. The veteran gets frustrated because can't find a local provider. So he just waits an additional time with the VA. So that's one of the problems that I'm going to be addressing tomorrow with the VA Secretary.
Well, let me ask you this 30 days, and not the payment, but the 30 days, if the VA can't get you in to see a doctor with the CHOICE program, you can go find a doctor outside this within the program, and that's your choice to do that. That's why it's a CHOICE program. In some instances, health-wise, I think 30 days is a real long time to have to wait to see a doctor, even if it's outside of the VA. Shouldn't that, in your opinion, be shortened down to maybe at least 10 to 15?
I would agree, Jeff, but, you know, that was the system that was put into place. We monitor wait times for various categories of care throughout the system, and I would just tell you that whatever we can do to shorten those wait times, we need to do to provide that best health care possible for the veteran.
I've got a young lady that I know very well who served both in Iraq and Afghanistan, who is still with MacDill Air Force Base, still serving, and I don't want to give her name out. I don't want her in any trouble. But she's come to me in almost tears trying to get treatment at the local VA, and she's waited longer for 30 days, and she's been refused. And in my personal opinion, I'm not a doctor. She really needs some kind of psychiatric care. They're not pushing her in that way. They're not giving her, I think, the meds that she needs. And she's really frustrated. She wants to go to an outside doctor, but she really can't afford it right now. What advice would you give this young lady currently serving and dealing with the VA?
Well, we have a network of service officers, and that's their job, is to help veterans. That's their only job. They help them navigate the system. And I would tell you that a lot of veterans do not know about the about our network of service officers that are provided not only by the American Legion, but by other veteran service organizations. They can help reduce that frustration. And I will tell you, as a veteran that's navigated the system, I went to a service officer, and we have them listed at legion.org. And they're under service officer providers in your local area. Or you can go to a local American Legion post, and they can get you in contact with a number for those service officers. But they're an advocate for veterans, because that's who we are and what we do.
Now, do you have to be a Legion member in order to take advantage of that service officer? Because I'm going to be on the phone with her later today talking to her.
No, you don't. We provide this service because the American Legion was founded that we help veterans, whether members or not. We would love them to be members because we fight in so many areas for veterans each and every day.
I want to move on to something that's currently going on in a Senate committee, at least I know it was recently, and that's the Veterans First Act. Is that still alive and kicking, or is there a problem with this Veterans First Act?
Well, we're working with the VA and our Veterans Affairs Committee at the Congress to ensure that we have a number of bills that have been put together to help veterans and to kind of lump them together instead of piecemealing it. And that's something that we're going to continue to advocate for. And I know that the Veterans Affairs Committee is looking at several areas of refinement and reforming of the VA healthcare system, and we're going to continue to do that and support those efforts from the American Legion.
One of the complaints that I hear from a lot of our local veterans when it comes to the problems with the VA, and I know there's with any healthcare system there's problems, but we're talking about the VA, we're talking about our vets, and they should be at the top of our priority list. A lot of them say there just doesn't seem to be any accountability out there. That, you know, there's no accountability when we have problems with the Veterans Administration. Is any of that going to change?
Well, it better change. And I testified before a joint session of the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, and that was the key word in my hearing, was accountability. And I will tell you that an employee that doesn't put veterans first, we need to empower our VA senior officials to be able to fire them. The current system of the Merit Protection Board is just archaic. There's too many protections for those poor-performing employees where they have the belief that they just can't be fired, because if they have someone who tries to do that, they go through the appeals process. That needs to be reformed, and we're going to fight for that. I think we've got the attention, I know, of our Congressional VA Committee, and I think we've got the attention of the senior leadership of the VA, and they're asking for the same empowerment through the VA Accountability Act of 2015. We're going to continue to advocate that, because if there's any VA employee that doesn't put veterans first, they need to go.
Absolutely, and without any benefits or any accrued pension or anything like that, when you mess with the veterans, we're on the air with National Commander of the American Legion, Dale Barnett, who has proudly served his country and now continuing to serve his fellow veterans. I want to get back to the Veterans First Act. Is there any way or anything written in this act that may change the GI Bill as it is right now?
Well, there's been changes to the GI Bill. We continue to look at ways to enhance the veterans' benefits. We've done several things in the past 2 years. For instance, the ability of educational benefits to be transferred to spouses or to children has been a very positive movement forward. The area of homelessness and HUD-BASH vouchers, we're always looking at ways to better enhance the ability of our government to provide quality services to our veterans who have earned those benefits by putting their life on the line for our country.
Another problem I hear a lot, and it's not just with the VA, but it's probably with the pharmaceutical companies, is getting the prescriptions that our vets need. I mean, they do get in to see a doctor. They are getting treatment, or they go through a separate doctor through the CHOICE program, and the doctor says, all right, here's what you need, and he writes out the script. And these are pills you may need if it's hypertension. You should be on that right away. If it's a blood thinner, right away. And they can't get them, and there's a big rigmarole trying to get these prescriptions filled for our vets. What are we going to do about that, sir?
Well, I tell you what, the pharmacy program, and that's a very key ingredient of the veteran experience, to be able to go in the pharmacy and to get the prescriptions that they need and get it in a timely manner through our pharmacy. And I will tell you that as we go out and we visit these pharmacies, that's always one thing that we look at, is what the veterans are saying about that particular area and the providing of the medicines. And so we continue to look at that. And Jeff, you couldn't be more correct that it's not always been a perfect system. But I will tell you, we are going to continue to monitor the pharmaceutical side of the VA, and we look at specific data in each and every area.
One thing I've been negligent, Commander, about bringing up is your website where people can go for any information they need, including finding a Legion near you if you need to get in touch with one of the service officers, which sounds like an awesome program, and you don't have to be a member if you need help navigating the system. Legion.org, www.legion.org. Anybody can go there, and even a family member of a veteran can go to that website, sir, correct, and find information to help someone, right?
Jeff, you're so correct. And also, Legion.org is a great website that's open to the public. It's got a lot of information about veterans' issues. It's a very educational website. There's a lot of great videos that are on that website of events that occur across the nation. In fact, I was there in your area, in the Tampa St. Pete area, last month, and I visited 42 posts. And one of the things that we did was an awareness walk in Dunedin, and I met a young kid who was in third grade that has he's a member of the Sons of the American Legion. And he decided the way he was going to help veterans was to raise funds for Honor Flight. And this young man, his name is Alan, in the last 3 years has raised $36,000 to send veterans on Honor Flight to our nation's capital. It just shows how one person can make a difference in their community. And stories of Alan abound throughout our country. We never hear those stories very often. But there are people who love veterans, who want to do everything they can to fight for them and to honor them. And young people like Alan, I tell you what, they just warm your heart, make you glad that you're part of the American Legion.
Well, you hear stories like that. Every time you pick up the paper or turn on the TV, there's always a kid in trouble. There's a kid stealing a car, and boy, they're getting younger and younger, too, these days, getting into trouble. But when you hear a story like that, that kind of gives you a little hope for the future. Here was just one individual, one young man named Alan up in Dunedin, who was able to raise $36,000 for honor flights for our vets. That kind of is a little bright spot in my day, sir.
Well, I tell you what, I was honored to meet the young lad, and he's partnered with the American Legion, and he's just such a great advocate. And I got to tell you, a funny story, though, is he was addressing the group down there, he announced his candidacy for president in 2044.
Well, if he keeps going on the path he's going, sir, I would probably go ahead and pull that lever for him if he's still helping out our veterans. Now, this young man did great things in his own community, but there are so many different ways to help and volunteer with the American Legion. And again, you don't have to be a member. How can we do that, sir?
Well, we have a variety of youth development programs. In fact, that's how I got started in this organization. As a young 17-year-old, I went to American Legion Boys State. And it was a life-changing experience. It led me to make application for the United States Military Academy, and I think my selection was a big part. Last month, I was with the oratorical contest where kids present their views on the Constitution of the United States and what it is to them as a citizen of the United States and their responsibility. The first prize money was $16,000 that a young man from Washington State earned. And we have these contests throughout the country, as well as contests and opportunities for people to better understand what it is to be a citizen of the United States and the responsibilities that we have to serve our country. It's easy to complain, but it's a lot more difficult to be part of the solution and to work hard as a responsible citizen to make it better.
Well, when one has served their country and when they come home from duty, the service never really stops, does it?
It doesn't. And you know, still serving America, I think we've got 2.2 million members that believe in this great country. They believe that they've made a difference in this country in the past, and they can continue to make a difference in the future.
How important is our donation as a private citizen to the American Legion, sir? How much do you depend on our financial support or even volunteering support?
Well, I am so proud to say that 100% of the contributions that we gain go to the causes that you give to the American Legion, because our members pay the overhead of our staff to administer these funds. And we do so much for veterans, and we do so much for the youth. Now, last year, the American Legion raised over $7 million in contributions to help the youth, to help our veterans across this great nation, and 100%. And again, if you go to legion.org, you can download a site that how you can help and how you can give to our various charities. And there's no overhead cost, because our members paid the overhead because they still want to serve America.
On the air with National Commander of the American Legion, Dale Barnett. Commander, we've only got a minute left. I know my time is short with you, but we originally started out our conversation on the problems with the VA. Can it be fixed? Will we fix it? Is there anything pertinent to that topic that we didn't talk about that you think is really important for our listeners to hear this morning?
I will tell you that there's some out there that believe that the privatization of the VA is a good move. I totally disagree with that. Our organization totally disagrees with that. It's a system worth saving because it addresses the unique health care needs of veterans. And we need to make sure that we can fix the problem. We don't need to get rid of the VA. We need to fix it and hold them accountable to putting veterans first.
And your website, sir, is legion.org. Once again, with the American Legion National Commander, it's been an honor. Dale Barnett on the air with us this morning. Thank you, Commander. Keep up the great work, sir.
Thank you, Jeff.